For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reports from Syria say violent clashes broke out less than 2 hours after the start of a nationwide ceasefire that began at midnight today, local time. We get more now on the ceasefire from Edward Uranian in the VOA Middle East Bureau.
A Syrian army statement read on state TV indicated that a ceasefire would not include militant groups like Islamic State or Jabhat al-Nusra. Both Russia and Turkey have also agreed to hold peace negotiations in February between the Syrian government and opposition groups in the Kazakh capital, Astana. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov indicated that the U.S. is welcome to join the talks after President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20th. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Yes, officials are saying a leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. The statement said al-Kuwaiti was near the Tabqa Dam. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computing hacking and interference in the November presidential election and other Russian actions, including harassing U.S. diplomats in Moscow. Mr. Obama called his actions a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interest and violations of established of international norms of behavior. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and San Francisco were given 72 hours to leave the U.S. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow is posing an appropriate retaliation. This is VOA News. The head of a Russian military investigation panel says there was no explosion on board the Russian military plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing 92. Lieutenant General Sergei Baitanov said he based that conclusion on data from the plane's flight recorders. He said the findings do not rule out the possibility of terrorism as a cause. Investigators are still looking at the possibility of bad fuel, pilot error, or mechanical failure. German authorities have released a Tunisian man who had been detained for alleged links to Anis Amri, the suspect believed to have carried out the recent attack on a Berlin market. The prosecutor's spokesperson said the 40-year-old man had been released and that he was arrested on suspicion that Anis Amri had sent him a voice message and a photo via messenger service. Amri allegedly used a truck to plow through the crowded market, killing 12, injuring 56 others. He was later killed by police in Milan, Italy. Brazilian police say they have discovered a charred vehicle containing a body they think might be the Greek ambassador who went missing 3 days ago. Globo Television News showed images of a burned-out car in Rio de Janeiro in an area where the Greek ambassador, Kyriakos Amiridis, was reported to have been visiting friends. Globo reported the license plate on the car matched that of the ambassador's vehicle. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and one of the biggest celebrations worldwide takes place in New York City's Times Square. This year, in the wake of terrorist attacks in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany, extra security is being deployed to make sure the celebrations are safe. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says there are more than 1 million people expected to crowd into Times Square to welcome in 2017.
New Year's Eve, we expect, as per usual, over 1 million people. I'm not quite sure why 1 million people want to stand in the freezing cold for long, long periods of time, but they do, and we'll be ready for them.
Times Square revelers who are prohibited from carrying umbrellas and large bags will be screened at 2 points as they enter the area. Philippine economy likely grew faster than anywhere in Southeast Asia this year, aided by stronger diplomacy with China and Japan and increased spending in infrastructure and the call to center the industry. Since taking office in June, President Rodrigo Duterte has formed new ties with China and bolstered relations with existing investor Japan. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.